Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are on location up in Merrill at the Golden Harvest Market. Brand new sponsor, brand new to our show. And we are here with General Manager Holly Schuett. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So Merrill's Golden Harvest Market, very cool little store. Tell us how to get to you. Where are you?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. So our address is 2700 East Main Street. So if you're going down Main Street in Merrill, we're pretty hard to miss. We have a big sign. And I think the easiest thing to notice is that we have tons of really fun, huge statues outside, including a couple dragons and a Sasquatch.
Yeah, it's very festive out here. And today, as I came in, there's tons of flowers, all the summer, spring and summer, fall, all that stuff out there. Great place to get some nice hanging plants and baskets, I've noticed.
Yeah, definitely. It's a beautiful time to stop here in the spring. The flowers just make it gorgeous outside.
Yeah. So except for the cool statuary and the fun flowers outside, what else is inside the Golden Harvest? Tell us a little bit about this market and why we should know about you.
Yeah, so I guess one of the first things I'll say is Golden Harvest is family owned, which I think is just a really, really awesome feature of any kind of business you're trying to shop at rather than supporting some of the big corporations. And the owners focus on having healthy products, trying to support local vendors, local farmers, having affordable products. So what you're going to find when you come into the store is we have an all-natural bakery, we have natural and organic produce, and we have an in-store deli that's just ready to serve you whenever you come in. So pretty much anything you're going to need, you're going to be able to find here. Additionally, we have a very large wellness and supplement section with very educated people here that can help guide you towards what you might need.
Yeah, and this is not just, you know, the normal grocery store. This has all the good stuff. So if it's here, it's good for you.
Yes.
Because that's pretty fair to say, right?
Yeah, definitely. We vet all of our products for the ingredients on things to make sure that they are clean and that they're safe and that they meet our standards.
Yeah, and you do have some, I hope I don't say this wrong, but some bulk products where you can get like the bulk bags of flour or salt, right?
Yeah, like definitely. Stuff. We have a whole bulk department. So that's part of what helps keep us affordable as well too. So where you can find a lot of grocery products that are just like your packaged items, you're also going to be able to find them broken down where we purchase them in bulk and then package them here so that we can pass on those savings to the customers.
Yeah. And there's it's something for everyone, right? There's children's things here. There's pets, lots of pet section.
Yes. We actually just expanded the pet section. So if you've got little ones at home, feel free to bring those little critters in to check out everything.
So that's super fun. And then what's your favorite part of the store?
My favorite part of the store is, I would say, the team environment that we have. I think all of the employees we have here are just so incredibly friendly. They care about what they're doing. So just coming in and getting to work with such a great team is awesome. And I think the customers can feel that when they come in because I've worked retail for a long time and sometimes working with customers can be a little bit challenging, but I don't notice that here. I notice that all of our customers genuinely are just such blessings. So genuinely, it's the people we work with and the people that come into the store. That's my favorite part.
Nice. And I think that's very important. No matter what your retail establishment is, you should care about your community. And I don't think anybody more than Golden Harvest can say that because of the things that you do. And one of the very cool things, which we'll hear from in just a second, we're going to go to break and we're going to hear from our sponsor, Terry Naturally, which is one of the main supplements that you sell here, right?
Yeah, Terry Naturally has been a phenomenal supplement company for us. They're right out of Green Bay, so they're local. They provide so much one-on-one training for our team here. And that's actually the other thing I would say is probably my second favorite thing about the store here is the amount of help that we're able to provide people. And when people come back in and they tell us how much better they feel after trying some of these products, those actual real-life testimonials, That's what really gets me up every day to come in.
Okay, and that's great. Perfect time to take our break. We'll hear from Terry Naturally, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about Golden Harvest. So stick with us, and we'll see you back in a minute. All right, everybody, thanks for sticking with us and hanging out. We are here with Golden Harvest Market in Merrill and Holly Schuett, General Manager. And we started talking just before the break, that we heard from, Terry Naturally. So let's talk about some of the Terry Naturally products, because this is very cool. They're local, and this was, if I can remember correctly, this was started by the man that is, he's very passionate about this.
Yes, like, Terry Lemeron. Yeah.
This is about making people well. Mm-hmm. It's not about selling a product.
Definitely. Yeah, and I've met Terry several times. I actually was just in Florida for a big training seminar that we were having with them. And Terry is so personable. They have their own location in Green Bay. And he will, even though he owns the company, he directly will work with people and give advice and feedback. And one of the things that I really like about Terry, why I support their products, we carry a lot of good products, but Terry is definitely one of my favorites, is because they do so many like third-party studies and research on their products to show that not only is it clean and there's nothing in their products that shouldn't be, but also that the products are standardized in a way to actually do what they're advertising them to do.
And because we aren't 100% affiliated with Terry at this particular moment as far as knowledge base, I don't want to like overspeak, but they are local, and he created this whole company, right? So all the products that he gets and all the things, is he did this.
Yes.
This isn't like he bought a company and was like, now I own it. He created this from scratch.
Yes. Actually, like one of their most popular products that we have here is a turmeric-based product. And he works with the farmers on the field in India. We actually just sent one of our employees to India last summer to be able to see the turmeric field. So we're really like ground level with these products.
That sounds fantastic. Maybe we can go on go on the road with the show and maybe go somewhere.
We can go to India together.
I was thinking maybe more like Green Bay, but India's cool too.
That would be fun. We should schedule that.
We will. We'll do that. We'll figure that out. So, but Golden Harvest Market, super cool. Lots of products. It's all about being healthy. It's all about putting the right stuff in our bodies so we don't have all these ailments and injuries and all this stuff, right? So what is, like, if you had to tell somebody that's never been here, doesn't know anything about this store, what's going to get them to come in here and see you guys? Like, just sum it up for us here before we go.
Well, are we talking in regards to like the supplements or just the store?
In general, the store.
So I remember a few years back, I had gone to Mount Shasta, California for a big health seminar. And I remember I came back, it was dark and it was dreary and it was just kind of sad here. And I remember telling my husband, I was like, you know, why are we here? And he told me that the idea was to bring back all of the positive things and the growth that we had seen when we were in California at those seminars and to build that here in Merrill, because Merrill didn't have that before. So to me, the fact that the community has supported us enough that we've been able to build this big store shows that there is a demand for it, that people do want to be healthy, that they do want that kind of connection and what the store has to offer. So I guess for me, it's the people that are looking to like, for a little bit more, to kind of improve themselves, to be the best versions of themselves, to find a like-minded community. That's what you're going to find here.
All right. And I think that is a fantastic place to stop and wrap this up today, because, I mean, that kind of says it all, right? So, awesome. Thank you so much. And you guys, we will hear from Golden Harvest frequently. They are our new Avengers. I call everybody the Avengers. Sorry, Disney, whatever, whoever got the rights to that. But it's cool because we have these places, and people need places like you and like Golden Harvest to get better. And that's what this show is all about. That's what the wellness is all about. So, and we are, since Holly is new to us here, we are going to do a podcast version of this. So you guys come back to the website and check that out. We could talk, because Holly and her husband have some kind of cool stuff I want to tell you guys about. It's not a super huge secret, but if you're into tiny living, you're going to want to come into this podcast. So thank you so much, Holly. Tell everybody one more time the address on how to get to Golden Harvest, and then we will talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Cindy. So our address again is 2700 East Main Street. Again, we got the big sign, the big animals out front. We're hard to miss. And if you need specific instructions, you can always give our store a call. We'd be happy to give you directions from wherever you're coming.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much. Holly Schuett, General Manager of the Golden Harvest Market right here in Merrill. And again, tune into the podcast because you're not going to want to miss this one. See you guys next week. All right, everybody, thank you for sticking around and coming to the podcast section of Golden Harvest Market. This is our Golden Harvest Market chat with Holly Schuett, General Manager. So hello again, Holly.
Hi, Cindy.
So we touched a little bit on the store, but I always like to find out when we meet new people, like why you got here. What brought you to Golden Harvest? And you have a wellness background and some super cool stuff. So let's start with the tiny stuff and work our way to the big stuff.
Sounds good. So I guess where I'll start out is saying before my time with Golden Harvest, my husband and I had kind of worked what I would call like traditional kind of corporate jobs. And I kind of felt like what I would call is like a calling, you know, like I felt like I was using all of my sales ability and my personality to sell people things that they didn't need with money they didn't have. So I'd go home at the end of the day just not feeling very good. Like I didn't contribute in my most positive way. So my husband and I really kind of sat down and we started figuring out, what do we want to do with our lives? What do we want to do? And I had gotten really sick, and you get on Google and you start trying to figure out how to fix yourself.
Yep.
And that's how I found Golden Harvest and Rhinelander originally, was because I started juicing. And if you juice, you have to juice organic. You can't juice conventional because you're concentrating it. So if it's conventional, you're going to be concentrating the pesticides and actually making yourself sick. So if you're juicing, got to be organic.
Right. There's rules.
There's rules, yes. So that's how I found Golden Harvest and Rhinelander. And when I walked in for the first time, I swear I heard like holy music coming down from the ceiling. I was like, this is amazing. There should be one in Merrill. Yeah. And I actually got wind that they were looking at buying a place in Merrill. And I was like, oh, this would be amazing. So we visited the little place in Merrill. And I told my husband, you know, I'd really like to work here. But if I'm being perfectly honest, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford to come work for the little local grocery store that I wanted to do. We had the big house, kind of the white picket fence dream. So my husband and I kind of made the decision at that point that what we needed to do in order to go in the direction that we wanted is we wanted to sell our big house. So we put our big house up for sale. We met with a tiny house builder that was local here. It was out of Neillsville in Wisconsin. And we started the process of custom building a tiny house. So how this connects to the store is that as soon as my house sold, that tiny house was on the market being built. And as soon as that big house sold, I applied to Golden Harvest. And I came and I worked part-time just to get in the door and kind of work my way up. But I know a lot of people at Golden Harvest have actually got to see our house. We brought it to Rhinelander for a big tour. And it's been pretty awesome. It's a very minimal, humbling lifestyle. Our house is 304 square feet on wheels. And if you've ever seen any of the tiny house shows, you might have seen ours because it was filmed for HGTV's and the DIY network. So that's been a pretty awesome experience. And it allows us to make sure that we have the time and energy to focus on all of the wellness things that we're doing. So yeah, I guess that's the background with the tiny house.
And you had a brief period of you guys did your own wellness business, right?
Yes. So we had a business here in Merrill called Ways to Wellness, which we opened up almost the exact same time as the large Golden Harvest was being built. So my husband and I, over the last 5 years, have been maintaining both businesses, the holistic wellness practice and the organic grocery market. Obviously, we don't own the grocery market, but we've been managing it. And blessings, both businesses were growing and expanding. It just became kind of difficult for us over time to be able to give ourselves properly to both. So this year we kind of had to make some decisions on what we wanted to do. And we felt like we had more of an impact with the community here at Golden Harvest than we did at our holistic clinic. So we've made referrals to other really great holistic clinics. And now my husband and I both work full time here. I manage the whole store, and then my husband manages the wellness department. So all of those expertise that he had over at the clinic are now available to all of the customers here in our wellness department.
Well, now you have just a bigger inventory.
Yes, exactly.
Now you have all the toys.
Yes.
So everything is at your disposal, and you already have that, the knowledge and the care. Now you have all the stuff to back it. So
yes.
Very, it's a cool move, and I can see that progression seems to be the right one.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, if somebody's going to walk into a holistic clinic, that's a very specific client that's coming into that. Whereas it's not that specific of a person that comes into a grocery store. They might come in looking for apples, and we might spark a conversation about, hey, let's help you with your arthritis
right.
and your gout.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, why?
Yes.
Oh, I have arthritis in my elbow. Well, guess what? We can help you with that without just apples.
Yes, exactly. And I would say most of the clients they know we're here too. So it's not like they're missing us over there.
Yeah. And I would have to, I mean, I have experience. I knew of the Rhinelander store. So when I saw this one, I knew what it was about. But then you come in here and it's so big and so welcoming and so, and it smells cool in here because it's always like food and spices.
I have to tell you, the funny thing is the smell. That is, I get comments on the smell so often, and I can be shopping anywhere. I'll be out about anywhere in town, I'll be at the bookstore, and I'll have somebody come up to me and be like, you smell like the store.
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's just all the herbs and the spices and all of the stuff. I mean, it happens, but it's a good smell.
Yeah, I'm glad. I don't smell it anymore because I think I've been here too long. But yeah, it's funny.
You
I
get smell that. Delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the store is cool because you have fresh produce, you have frozen things, you have fresh meat, you have frozen meat, you have fresh baked bakery, you have a ready-made, like everything is all either fresh or pre-made, but all good.
Yes. Yeah. And actually one little, I guess, a little sales plug, I guess, for I'll put in there is our bakery. I have to say, I don't think people always realize like what it is, why some bakery tastes really good and others don't. So most people don't realize that wheat flour goes rancid 72 hours after it's been milled, which means pretty much everything you eat that's containing wheat is a little bit rancid. We're just kind of used to that flavor. But the reason why like our fresh bakeries and pies taste so good is because they're fresh making them every single morning with fresh milled. They actually have the miller. So that's why those products taste so much different.
Sure. Well, and unless you are living on a farm and that's all you do all day, but even still, not many people mill their own these days.
Exactly.
So that's cool. And you do you, I don't want to say anything that isn't happening, but do you sell that? Or is it, I mean, not the bakery products, but like, can you come here and buy milled flour that just gets milled? Or is that straight just for the bakery?
So yes and no. Okay. So the if you were special requested it, yes, you could. The miller is in our Rhinelander location.
Oh, okay.
So, but they deliver here every day. So if you want something special, you just call them up and they send it to us.
Okay, I was like imagining the ladies in the bakery here all, you know, grinding the, I don't even know how it works, or like turning on big wheels.
So they do make them fresh every day in Rhinelander, and then they bring them here every single day. We have some things that we make in-house in the back here, but it's just at a smaller scale than our Rhinelander location.
That's very cool. I can't imagine that there's many, if ever, more than the two of you that do that.
Yeah, it blew my mind when I first started, because we got an unusual number of feedback on like the pies and the bread and the flavor of it. And that's what I figured out. I was like, wow, sure. We're all just eating rancid bread all
day. Well, right. It's just all super fresh.
Yes.
Great. I don't know how to feel about this anymore. Holly, I feel like I want to leave now. I have to go change everything I know.
As you leave with a good pie.
That's right. I'm going to go to the bakery as I walk out this door. It's almost lunchtime. So very cool. Like things we take for granted. And the circle that you have come to get here is very fun. And that's the whole story of Wellness Wednesday, is because getting the people that do it for the right reasons. Like, we can go to any store in the world that sells, like, every grocery store has their organic section, or what do they even call it? Alternative section, whatever. They make some goofy name. Instead of just calling it food, it's got to be special.
It'll be like
food.
The health section or the health food section, but it's like the whole store should be food. It should all be healthy.
Right. So, like, this only three vignettes right here are the only thing that's good in this store. Like, everything else is garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that. So,
yes.
This place is good. Everything in here is good. There is not a thing in here that is going to harm. Well, I shouldn't say that because allergies and things, but like processing and all that stuff. This is healthy food made right, with the right purposes.
Yeah, and speaking of allergies, if you have any allergies, if you know people that have allergies, this is definitely a store that you would want to be aware of. We focus a lot on the allergens, and we have, it's not like even like we have a gluten-free section. We have gluten-free throughout the entire store. We try to have, you know, gluten-free plant-based options. We're also very aware of like trending allergies as they're becoming more and more popular. Like you're seeing sesame and oat, and we're trying to be very aware and making sure that if we are selecting products, we're trying to be very allergen friendly also.
All right.
And open with the labeling.
Sure. And I know that I never experienced it till recently, where the show started too, where I was having my own health problems. I've kind of talked about that different episodes on here. But gluten and all that stuff is one area I've never dabbled in, the gluten-free. So I was kind of, I'm dabbling. I'm not making it be my religion by any means. But when gluten-free first became a thing, what a hot mess. My family had a bakery, and at that time, about 10-ish years ago, we closed. And, you know, we had people that would say, can you do this? And it was always such a nightmare and expensive. Holy smokes, just to make one cake, it probably cost us like $100 in supplies. You know, like that's insane. Mm-hmm. So things have really come around now, right? It's, you can walk to the shelf, grab a gluten-free baking mix, and you don't have to buy 75 other pieces to go with it. It's all set.
Yeah. And that's one thing too, we try to like have conversations with the customers on too, is like, you know, a lot of people don't understand like why these allergies are popping up, and you start looking into the pesticides and the genetically modified things that have been done and how the body connects and corresponds certain things, and where it no longer sees a healthy food as a healthy food. It can see it as a toxin or an invader. You know, we can help people figure out why these allergens are happening. Sometimes we can help figure out either alternative foods that can be eaten, or sometimes people's allergies can even like be adjusted or changed over time. But as an example, like gluten is Latin for glue. Not a lot of people know that. That's going to stick with you for a very long time. When I stopped eating gluten, my personal experience, I lost 20 pounds in 2 months because of the amount of,
just the excess.
Yes. It literally just makes everything stick. So if you think about it, like, this might be a little too literal, but, like, if you look at a muffin, you're like, I'm going to carry that thing around with me for 6 months.
Well, isn't that what they say? Like, then they show you putting them on your butt or putting them on your, you know.
Yeah, you carry around, like, the actual, like, muffin top, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. And, like, a lot of the stuff that we do, we're so used to, sugar. Breakfast cereals. Like, that.
Yes.
There's some cool stuff on, you know, if you're streaming and whatever, on Post and Kellogg and how that all started. And it started for the right reasons back in the day, but it has changed from that. And people did not eat big old bowls of sugary cereal. They ate a pound of bacon and a dozen eggs, and then they went out and farmed and worked all day.
Yeah.
And now we just eat a bowl of sugar and then sit and sit at a computer screen and then come home and sit and then maybe take your dog to the door and then sit and then eat a bowl of something else. Like, we don't do what we used to do, and we're eating foods that are not great for us anyway, that we're not burning off. So we need to cut it out. Mm-hmm. We just need to stop it.
Plus, when you're coming to the health food store, you get to talk about fun foods like quinoa and kombucha and things that sound a little bougie.
Yeah. My husband loves quinoa all of a sudden. I made it for a couple times, and he's like, hey, you have to, where's that stuff? And I'm like, the quinoa? He's like, I don't know what it's called. He doesn't care what it's called. He just likes it.
That's funny. I home make my dogs get quinoa because I home make them their own food. Buy the frozen food here.
Sure.
And give them the lentils and the quinoa, and they get the whole thing.
And if they were out in the wild, they could go eat on that plant. Yep. Like, it's
exactly
a thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And it's easy. So if anybody is listening to this and has got some kind of dietary issues, or maybe not even, maybe you just want to be healthier and you just know you're just in a rut, anybody in this store can help you.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk in this door and go to the register and say, hello, nice lady, I need some help. And if she can't help you, she's going to find somebody to help you.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. And we've had some people walk in even, and they're just, trying on a new life journey and not sure what to eat. And we've had people just walk through with them as, like, almost kind of like a personal shopper. Like, what are you looking for? What kind of choices can we help you make?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people walk in and they've never experienced a health food store like this before. So it is like dipping your toes sometimes. So we have people that have been doing health related things their entire life. And we have people that have never stepped foot in a health food store in their whole life. So it's going to be a nice, safe place for everyone.
Yeah. And I don't want to say this in a negative way, but it is a little intimidating first time you come into a store like this, because it's not like your regular grocery store. And that's good.
Yes.
In a way, it's set up the same. You come in, you have your produce and you have your dry stuff and you have your meat in the frozen cases and all that kind of stuff. So it's similar, just different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not scary. And especially with all the fun yard art you have outside. And I got to ask you, because I always wonder, are those for sale?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they're definitely for sale.
Because I didn't know
sale.
If they were just like ornaments, or if somebody could come up and be like, I want that Sasquatch. You can buy the Sasquatch.
Actually, a lot of times if you're driving around, especially up in like the Northwoods area, you'll see those statues like
pretty everywhere.
Everywhere. Those are pretty much all sold from Golden Harvest. They've
okay.
all come from Golden Harvest. Yeah, they're pretty fun. I saw somebody the other day, it's a little bit more up north, but there was like, kind of, you could see it off the highway. There was just this like big dragon.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really cute to see what people put in their yard. We just had somebody a couple weeks ago, they bought, I guess the whole neighborhood got together and bought a giraffe for their neighbor.
Aww.
And his wife had passed away or something, and she loved giraffes. And so now the whole neighborhood got together and bought him this giant giraffe that's sitting in his yard.
That's so sweet. I know there was something like that around Christmas time in Merrill. Merrill's a good place. You know, if you get in the right things there and you guys get involved in the right stuff, because somebody had damaged some Christmas decorations. And I believe it was an autistic kid, I think, that had worked all year to get them and really into Christmas, and somebody destroyed them. And the whole neighbor, like, I can't even, it was all over Facebook. The whole town, like, purchased a whole bunch of stuff and showed up and put together this kid's yard for Christmas time. So it was cool. So good on you, Meryl.
Yeah. Well, like, kids too, it's a great place to bring the kiddos, because even if you don't want to shop or do anything, just want, the kids love the statues. Oh. It's a great, like, photo op opportunity. They can get out there with, like, the dragons and the dinosaurs. And also for Christmas, it's really cute because there's always like a giant white bear for, like, you know, if you want to do some like, cute little family photos with the giant polar bear.
And even the store inside is super kid friendly, because one of the last times I was here, there was the cutest little girl. And she was wearing one of the outside hats, like the gardening hats.
Yeah.
And it was 10,000 times too big for her. She was like barely able to walk. And I don't think she could make many words. So she was tiny toddler. And just, I turned and I looked, and there was this cute little hat just popping down the highway. And the grandma said something. And I'm like, you need to buy her that hat, because that is adorable. And then they were hiding her little, she had a little toy, and they were hiding it on the shelves.
Oh.
So as she was walking through, they're like, where is it? And then she'd be like, ah, and she'd go get it and wearing that little hat. And it was so fun, because it was like, it's a grocery store.
Yep.
And this little kid is just living her best life and having a good time.
And that's a great place to wrap for today. Golden Harvest is a great more than just groceries store. So stop in, check it out for yourself, and start living your best life. Thank you so much, Golden Harvest and Terry Naturally.